Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is still reporting live from Cafe Culture here at the Olympia in London. And I've caught up with Maxwell. Now, Maxwell needs hardly any introduction, but still I'm going to give him some introduction. He's UK Barista Champion 2012 and was, am I right, just pipped this year into second place at the UK Championships, Barista Championships, which took place end of April at the London Coffee Festival. And, well, Maxwell is pulling shots here at the La Spaziale stand. And, of course, Maxwell has a beautiful coffee shop himself in Bath. And we were talking hours and hours earlier on. I mean, he's a wealth of information and passionate about coffee. I learned so much just by talking to him. And, Maxwell, quickly, just tell me your passion for coffee. Where does it come from?
Yeah, it's from the so it's the realization that specialty coffee in its development represents coffee as a culinary product. So it's much more about provenance and flavor, which for me was a real shock. And I guess that is why I'm so fervently interested in it, is I didn't think it was possible. I'd had coffee all over Europe and I didn't consider myself a coffee person until I went to live in Melbourne for a year. And it was tasting a single estate Kenyan espresso from a little place called Brother Bababoo Dan in the CBD in Melbourne. And for me, it was a taste realisation that's led to everything else. This particular coffee was, it was given some flavour notes like strawberry and spice. And at the beginning, I was disbelieving, but afterwards, I was fully converted. And I changed jobs and I did as much research as I could to understand it. And that's what's interesting is the best training I had was with a barista champion in Melbourne called David Makin. And it's an ongoing learning process. It's a fascinating topic, really, and a subject. And it's really nice to be a part of something that's constant, it's quite malleable, it's constantly evolving and developing. But not to the point where there's no standards. We're definitely identifying ideas of quality, and there is a framework to work within. And then, really, I love hospitality. So it was, for me, it was, this product's amazing. I'd like to create an environment where I could share that product and have discussions and dialogue about what I just experienced. So and that's what we went about doing, and that was just over six years ago.
Okay, brilliant. And I mean, in your coffee shop, how do you, I mean, what do you want to serve the customer? What's the interaction that you're looking at via a coffee?
I mean, they don't, you're not forcing people to have a conversation, and I don't like it when people talk about education as if you're sitting an exam. It's offering a unique experience. I mean, specialty coffee is interesting because this Burundi that I've just pulled, which is clean, sort of like it's got bright acidity, you're moving further and further away from traditional ideas of what coffee is. And to serve that to somebody blind, sometimes they go, wow, this is amazing. But a lot of the times the context doesn't benefit either the customer or the coffee. It's not what they were really looking for when they ordered an espresso. And the coffee doesn't get a chance to shine because there's no context for the coffee. So first of all, it was a duty I felt to specialty coffee, to these individual coffees and their flavour, but also to the people I was serving. I felt it was mutually beneficial. And really, it's any conversation that stems from there. You start by saying to people, you break their normal expectation. That's the idea of the shop anyway. And the conversations go every which way based on their angle. And it's always interesting to hear customers' angles as well, you know, what they want from coffee, what they value, what they're surprised by, the way they interpret the experience they've just had, whether they compare it to wine or whatever they do, you know. So that in itself is very valuable. And then the flip side of that is you create an environment where baristas can have developmental experiences as well. They can have a rewarding environment. So they get to talk to people all day about the coffee they're brewing, what they think about coffee. It's not, the idea is, I don't think specialty coffee has to be a behind the scenes, you know, behind the curtain of the industry. It's not something that's, it can be geeky, but at essence it's about flavour, and that's very accessible. Anybody can taste something and say, oh, I think it's a bit like
absolutely,
this.
Absolutely, yeah. Like, but I mean, you're a bit of a genius because you served me two different coffees, and on one of them we really played with parameters, and it was an amazing difference in that one. So, talk us quickly, we don't have much time left, but talk us quickly through that particular experiment that you do daily, really.
Absolutely. So a lot of the way the coffee industry likes to work is it likes to say, here's a set recipe, a good espresso is da 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 da, and it's just not that way. The complex agricultural product that is coffee means that you need to approach each coffee differently. So when I'm brewing coffee, I think about my variables, my dose, my shot weight, and my time and my temperature, and I will taste the coffee. There'll be some logic, it's sort of like calculated guesswork, but when you know you've got it right, is because
we're going to do another one.
Taste.
That's the taste. We're going to do another one. This is the taste, but stay tuned because we're going to catch up with Maxwell again.